I'm doing all right.
Five in a row's got to feel pretty special.
It does. You know, 10 of 11 and five in a row is something that you never can plan on, and I'm proud of the kids for doing it, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about your team. Obviously, you got pushed right to the end by Purdue today, and obviously they had to play some really good golf on the back nine on Sunday, as they say, to pull this one out.
Yeah, I'd say Rory, Purdue's a good team. They're well coached, and they got some good veterans on that team, and they played well. They really did, and it could have gone either way through nine holes today. Minnesota's a good young team, and they kind of fell back early, and then it was more or less two of us battling it out, and we kind of took over the back nine, and I was proud of my young team to step up to the challenge and close out an event. You know, we've had trouble this spring closing out events, so it's nice to see that happen.
Well, it seems like you picked the right one to definitely close out, and you've got an individual champion. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Adrien Dumont de Chassart, a good young player from Europe and from Belgium. And, you know, he was one of the top junior players in all of Europe. And he's come on this year. He's grown. He's got his feet underneath him here in America. And he's a good, really good student and doing things right. And it's the second win of the spring. And he's a strong young player, my highest ranked amateur in the world on my team. So he has some experience, and he really helped us win this championship by shooting 66 today and winning the individual title after 3 days.
Well, maybe they're only one hole on the scorecard out of all of them that you guys played, but it seemed today as you were kind of fighting it out with Purdue down the stretch, Adrien had a big birdie on the par 3 15th, and then, of course, 18 wasn't yielding many, but Michael Feagles also had a clutch one there at the closing hole. How big were those two at the time?
Well, those were big. The par 5 12th was big. And then we got kind of, stabilized ourselves. And then 15, which is the hardest hole on the golf course, I think. It's a good par 3. We played with strength. And then, obviously, Michael Feagles, one of our older players, our juniors, one of our three juniors in the lineup, shot under par and birdied the last hole, which it gives you some cushion, which was a big, big birdie.
Coach, talk a little bit about the golf course you played, the Philadelphia Cricket Club. Wissahickon is one of the great old classic golf courses in America, and it sounds like from what we were hearing that it wasn't set up all too easy. Par 70, over 7,000 yards, and especially yesterday you had some very windy conditions.
It was very tough. I've played in over a dozen majors, and none of them were as tough as I saw the conditions yesterday. The greens were firm and fast all week, and then he put gusts up over 30 miles an hour yesterday. Balls were rolling off some greens, and it was a tough conditions, but the course was in fantastic shape. The conditions made it difficult, but they were still fair, and then today's conditions were perfect, and but the pins were set up as for a championship caliber type tournament, and if you had some discipline and you could pick your spots and know when to attack pins and when not to, I think you were rewarded. And that's what happened with our guys. I thought they played well, and I thought the golf course fit us well.
Well, unlike a year ago, you didn't really have a couple of senior anchors that you knew were going to be going on to a professional career shortly. So how did the guys pull it all together to rally? Did you just have to talk to them, or was somebody there to stand up? And maybe did they get a couple of text messages from some of the alumni who have been down this road before?
We've talked a lot to these guys this year. We have a young team. They've grown up a lot, but we've done more talking, and we've actually talked about we're talking too much. And they finally, they've grown up, and they took it upon themselves to play golf the Illini way and the correct way today. And it was fun to see and made a coach proud. And you're right. We didn't have the two All-Americans. We've had first team All-Americans on our lineup, multiple ones for a number of years now. And this year we didn't have that. And our highest rated ranked player in amateur golf was our freshman we just mentioned. So we had some guys grow up throughout the year, and I think they have good careers ahead of them and good futures, but they needed to grow up, and I think this was an event that helped them do that.
How much pride is there in maybe bringing back the award or the trophy or whatever it is and maybe walking in and putting it on the athletic director's desk either tonight or tomorrow morning?
Well, Josh is great. He's a great AD. He's already texted us, and a lot of fans, a lot of tweets and text messages. We got a great following for our program. We've developed a great fan base, and I think they're all proud of us, and you know, we're going to put it there with the other nine of them that we have, and cherish it just as much, and realize that they're not easy to come by, and you can't take these for granted. And this was different though, because this is a young team that has been trying to find itself, and they actually persevered and really looked themselves in the mirror and took care of business this weekend, and it means a lot to those guys, and they're very, very, very proud of it, and I'm happy for them.
Well, Coach, finally, I'll let you run along and celebrate with your team. But tell us what's next. Where do you go from here? I know it's the exciting time of year for college golf.
Oh, it is, and we call this the championship part of our season. And conference championships just wrapped up. We find out Wednesday where we'll go for the NCAA regionals. When that, you know, but also you got final exams this week, so the guys are kind of doing double duty, and but once we find out regionals, we'll let them finish up finals, and then we'll figure out where we're going and try to make it to the national finals, I think 12 years in a row or 13 years in a row, so we're excited to exactly remember the number, I apologize, but we're going to try to make it and, you know, make it and continue that streak, get this young team continuing to grow, and that's something that you know, they realize they have to do, and I think, like I said before, I think this is a big step for it, so we're excited.